Maine, like the country, has now seen economic growth that's gone on unbroken for over a decade. It's been reflected in real estate development around the state. That growth will be discussed today at the Maine Real Estate and Development Association's annual forecast conference in Portland. Association President Gary Vogel talked with me yesterday about what's happened since last year when he said Maine real estate was perched on a precipice.
I don't know that I would characterize it as being on a precipice this year. I think things have a lot of factors last year that were uncertain have sort of stabilized in terms of interest rates and the sort of interest rate environment. Probably the biggest factor holding back real estate and also adding to costs is construction costs and the whole workforce shortage area that has a big impact upon commercial real estate.
So let's talk a little bit more about that issue of construction costs. Has this gotten worse in the last year? Is it about the same? Is it getting any better?
So there continue to be retirements of aging baby boomers in construction. I'm a lawyer. It's easy for lawyers to work into their 70s. If I was a framer or a roofer, not as easy for those folks to, work in those jobs as they age. So obviously we're continuing to have people who are retiring, and there also continues to be, not as many young people who are taking up the trades. There are some things that have been done, a lot of panelization and sort of manufactured building components takes less labor and get delivered to job sites, things like roof trusses and wall panels and things like that, that have been a trend that's been ongoing. And you could almost, relate that to other automation trends in manufacturing as well. There's also been a lot of effort with some of the construction trade organizations to reach out to the high schools, guidance counselors, and to try to keep young people interested in looking at the construction trades compared to, other careers that people might consider. So there's a lot of effort going on in that area. How successful it is, I think time will tell.
Around the country, we're hearing about a big demand for warehouse space as Amazon and other such companies build up the infrastructure to do online retailing. Is that becoming a factor at all in the Maine market?
There's been a huge increase in the cost of warehouse space in Maine, but it's really being driven by the cannabis market. The cannabis producers are buying up and leasing industrial space at a very, very high rate. And as a result, the cost and the value of those spaces for rent has gone up, considerably. So if I'm in the manufacturing business and I need a warehouse, it's going to affect my cost because that has driven up the rate.
Are there any particular sectors of the real estate business that are, for lack of a better term, hotter than others at this point?
So retail is undergoing great changes due to Amazon and, and online retailing. And so there's the malls have vacancies. The Bangor Mall was recently sold in a foreclosure or distress sale. And I think we're going to continue to see, repurposing of retail space. Office space continues to thrive sort of with the economy. We will hear about the success of, and the relatively low vacancies in the office market due to primarily the continued strong economy that has businesses increasing and needing more space.
And then I guess the other major area is residential.
There's a lot of work being done on housing affordability through Maine State Housing. The difficulty is, there are some good programs that are producing affordable housing for specifically rental housing for low-income residents. Not nearly as much as we need, but there's a certain number of units that get constructed every year. And Maine Housing just recently announced releasing the housing bond that was held up by Governor LePage, and that's going to produce something like 200 and some new apartments throughout the state, and that helps. For folks who are sort of at the, don't qualify for the affordable housing, but, are sort of looking for a starter home, in some of the communities around Portland, the prices have gotten, very high, and those are issues. And they also sort of relate to things like transportation. So if people are going to live 20 minutes away from Portland, what's the impact of their commute and the cost of that and parking and those sorts of things. So I think one of the things that many communities are sort of looking at is, are we ready for more commuter rail, commuter bus routes and things like that, getting people into downtown Portland other than by automobile.
Gary Vogel is the president of the Maine Real Estate and Development Association. The organization will hold its annual forecast conference today in Portland.